A recent report from the Chinese Academy of Social Sciences is suggesting the average prices at top-level scenic spots in China average over 110 yuan per ticket. This is more than most pay in other countries around the world.
It's really expensive. Public opinions should be solicited before price hikes, and only with a nod from the public could a rise be adopted.
I can hardly afford a tour. I will go nowhere if the ticket prices are too high for me to afford.
Massive price hikes at scenic spots in China are on the verge this year. This is because of a decision by the National Development and Reform Commission 8 years ago to limit price increases to every 3 years. The last increase for most tourist spots was 2012. Popular attractions, including the villages of Fujian in Zhejiang, Ma Jishan Grottoes in Gansu and the Silver Cave in Guangxi, are said to be planning to increase their ticket prices by as much as 60% in the next few months. Word of this is drawing ire from tourism officials. Dai Bing with the China Tourism Academy says profiteering shouldn't be allowed at government-backed tourist sites.
Earnings from ticket sales at tourist sites that feature natural scenery or cultural heritage should only be used to cover maintenance and operational costs. Operators of these sites should not profit through selling tickets, since these are public assets.
A number of scams have also been uncovered ahead of the forthcoming holiday. At the Shanghai Guan Pass on the Great Wall in Hebei, visitors have been paying 90 yuan for a ticket, which is 30 yuan higher than a normal one. It's been discovered staff there have been forcing people to buy their supplementary ticket, which is only meant to cover a visit to a theater built in the area. Han Li with the National Development and Reform Commission is one of those who took part in the investigation. Our investigation has found it was collusion between the site's operator and a local travel agency that rents the theater. The site can earn an extra 5 yuan from selling each ticket. A nationwide campaign has been launched by the National Tourism Administration to regulate ticket prices at tourist attractions. Punishments will be rolled out for those found to be involved in fraud, unreasonable price adjustments, or poor management. For CRI, this is Yu Yang.